Hello, all you gorgeous mamas. I just wanted to send out a little reminder for the podcast this week. I had kind of a rough week at work. I've had some amazing opportunities offered to me since I started my job. That unfortunately has come with a lot of haters and a lot of people that hate me because I'm good at my job. That makes things a little bit rough. I've had great opportunities to a point where I've learned a lot of new things and I could be up for a promotion. And if the opportunity presents itself, of course I would love to apply, but I'm not really in a hurry to do those things. I want to learn everything I can and be fully prepared. But since I've had those opportunities, there's people at work that tell me I need to act my wage. Started rumors about me, talk about how I don't know what I'm doing, that I don't know how to do anything. There's people that are going to hate you because either you're doing better than them and they wish they could be like that, or because they think that you're out there trying to do something that you're not. The reality of it is that I'm just out there doing my job. I'm learning new things, which is fantastic. I am taking advantage of the opportunities that I have been lucky enough to get. And to me, that's not a bad thing. I just feel bad that it has pissed so many people off. Like, I don't care that they don't like me. I'm not there to make friends. I just want to do my work, get that paycheck, and go home. Plain and simple. But having people run around talking about you all day and everything makes things a lot harder. It does. I've been trying to deal with it. Some days are better than others. Some days it's just like, shrug it off your shoulder. And other days it gets pretty bad. I get mad and frustrated because a few of the people that I know are doing these things because I've heard them say things and I've seen them and other people are telling me, which is also stressful, don't have a reason to not like me. They've been telling me since the day I started there that I need to stop working so hard and, who do I think I am? I'm me. You never took the opportunity to get to know me. I work hard. I am very passionate about the work I do. Sorry you never took that opportunity. If you'd like to have it, I'd love to give it to you. I have no hate towards them whatsoever. I'm not their biggest fan, but I hope that if they want to promote or they want to learn new things, that they get those opportunities. I'm trying to be the bigger person about it because really they have no reason to not like me. And other than the things I've heard them say about me, I have no reason to not like them. I also am one of those people that really believe that actions speak louder than words, and their words are so loud, and my actions and the way that I respond to those types of things are really what sets me apart from other people. If they're saying things to throw shade my way, and saying things which they were this week, saying things when they walk past me to make a point of me to hear it and I don't react, that pisses them off because they want me to react. So I've been working really hard on not reacting. But as many of you know, that if you've listened to my podcast before, I struggle with my mental health. My mental health has been pretty good for the most part, compared to how it used to be. It used to be really, really bad, and I was struggling and probably should have went and seen a doctor about it, but I was determined to fix it myself. And I was able to do that. I think getting this job and working it for the last year and a half has definitely changed things for me. But things like these, dealing with people that don't like you and that are starting rumors and have all these terrible, nasty things to say about you, essentially bullying. And it's like, why are you bullying me? We're adults. I don't understand why you're not just you go do you and work your job and I'll go do me and work my job. Like, let's just make this money and go home. But it is what it is. I mean, people, not everybody's raised good, or I guess taught that that's not okay. It is what it is. So I've been working on trying to not let those things affect my mental health, because it makes it hard for me to do my job at work, because I get in my head and I start to get anxious and have really bad anxiety, and then I can't do my job and perform like I need to perform. And then the depression will hit and I get really low and everything they say starts running through my head. Like, maybe I suck at my job. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I am an idiot. Maybe I'm worthless. You know, all these things start running through my head and I can't stop myself from saying them, even though I know they're not true. So that's one thing I've definitely been working on, is like, hey, for your mental health, these things need to just be chef's kiss right out into the universe, out of here. I can't dwell on what other people are saying about me, especially people that don't even know me. And I don't think anybody should ever have to go through these things. I know it's hard to not let those things affect you sometimes, because they just kind of run through the back of your head and you're hearing them so often, whether people are telling you what they're saying or you're hearing it yourself. So I just wanted to remind you guys and remind myself that what people are saying or doing is not about you. It's about them and their own insecurities, and they are reflecting their insecurities on you because they're not dealing with them. I really want to say don't take it personally, but the reality of it is that they are personally attacking you, to try and get a rise out of you. Try not to react. And if you are going to react, because I know that's harder to do, you know, it's easier said than done. Walk away, react somewhere else, yell at somebody if you need to. But don't let them see that. Yeah, their actions and what they're saying, what they're doing, says more about them than it does about you. Your actions, what you're saying, what you're doing, how you react, says way more about you and the person that you are than anything else. You are responsible for how you react, and the best reaction is no reaction. Like I said, that's easier said than done. I know I've definitely had days where I've reacted and days where I haven't reacted. And those people that are bullying you and giving you a hard time and making life impossible and work harder than needs to be, or maybe it's not work, maybe it's something else. But the people that are doing those things can only win if you let them win. So don't let them win. Don't let their actions and their negative thoughts and all these horrible things that they have to say about you affect you, and don't let them get the better of you. Keep your head up. Know that you're amazing, that you're worth it, and that everything you're doing for you, you're doing for your family, whatever the reason is, and it has nothing to do with them. That's pretty much all I have for you guys. I hope that helps. If not, it is what it is. I can only speak from my experience and what helps me, but every once in a while we have a bad day or we have a bad week, and that's okay. And we just need to remind ourselves that, hey, just because we had a bad day or a bad week doesn't mean it's a bad life. And other people's actions speak more about them and their character than it does about you. And you are amazing and talented, and you're a powerful force to be reckoned with. And don't ever let anyone take that away from you. You're amazing. I love you guys. Bye.
Shh.
Shameless social plug right now. Check out our website at sassymamaru.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Pinterest. We post lots of extras, usually not too many times a day, usually about once a day. Fun little stories about our lives, motivation, educational things, all kinds of stuff. Go check us out. Give us a like, follow, whatever. We hope to see you guys soon. Bye.